Hello and welcome to Legalize Vaping by Legalize Vaping Australia. I'm here with Emily Dai, the policy director. Emily, how are you?
Hello, I'm doing well.
Yeah, two Yanks on the episode today.
I know. Sorry about the accent.
Legalize Vaping Australia. Hello. not off to a great start, but you know, hopefully we can get through the SEPO aspect of it to talk about some important stuff. You know, we were expecting more things to be happening at the moment in terms of vaping, but obviously the vote that was going to happen in Victoria ain't going to happen because Victoria is basically just everyone has to stay in their bed or something like that, unless they incur a huge fine. Obviously, the vote that we were hoping to push in Australia in the parliament, that's also postponed because all the MPs from Victoria can't get to Canberra. So what have we left now? I think it seems to just be kind of a stasis of vaping at the moment, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it seems to be. We still have that deadline coming up at the beginning of January.
Correct.
Where they're going to ban the import of nicotine. So that needs to be on our radar. The fight is not over.
Correct.
We can't just sit back. So still chugging along, getting information out there.
Yeah. Well, I think that's one of the things that we really tried to stress, of course, on the day that the vaping ban was postponed, we celebrated. We were very relieved. We went and had a couple of adult beverages that evening, as I'm sure many vapers did. But that's not necessarily a victory. What we had is a victory in a battle. But we didn't win completely. Vaping still is not legal in Australia. Nicotine vaping is not legal. And we're still kind of going towards a vaping ban. It's just later on.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, it was a huge victory. We're now going through the parliamentary process,
correct,
which is important, hopefully, if COVID doesn't ruin the parliamentary process. But the goal is we'll go through the parliamentary process. This is now in the minds of MPs, and we can have a real discussion about the benefits and the harm reduction that vaping gives to Australia.
Yeah, correct. And I think one of the really great things to come out of what was, you know, a week of absolute hell after the vaping ban was announced is that, in fact, vapers showed the real force to be reckoned with that they are, because these are a lot of people from a lot of different backgrounds, from a lot of different groups who have found some kind of salvation from a really deadly, habit, if that's what you want to call it. And so will really fight to protect their right to vape. And I think that a lot of politicians, far from not knowing what vaping was at all, if they didn't realize the political powerhouse that vapers are. When this ban was going to happen, and really the vaping community of Australia really came to help us fight it, I think a lot of politicians were like, oh, it turns out that these guys actually can move things in one way or another.
Yeah, well, I think there's a lot of misinformation out there on vaping, and politicians are just as susceptible to misinformation as the rest of us.
Yep.
So word on the street is if you pull out a vape, people are like, oh, don't do that. That's worse than cigarettes. It's not. it's 95%
not
less harmful than cigarettes.
That's correct.
But media stories are big and scary, and they're personal. It's a single story as opposed to a number. The number of people, it's 58 people every day that die in Australia from smoking-related illnesses.
Yeah.
Such a big number that people don't conceptualize it.
Yeah.
It's a lot more than we're losing from COVID right now.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly. Well, I mean, it is the number one avoidable cause of death on Earth.
That is correct.
And, you know, it turns out that a couple of, you know, dumbasses in America decided to go buy illegal vape juice from China with illegal substances in it. And because they had some negative side effects, we should just take that and apply it to the entire world.
Yeah.
Doesn't just to put like out good there, policymaking.
Safety thing. Don't try to evaporate oil.
Just general rule of thumb. Don't try to put things in your system without knowing what they are.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, vaping or otherwise. Just don't do it. And Emily, I think another thing is sharing vapes. What do you think of that?
Yes. So a recent Stanford study came out this week, and they found that vapers and smokers, that is people who both vape and smoke, are 6.8 times more likely to contract COVID. And people who just vape are 5 times more likely to contract COVID.
Yeah.
So this is very concerning news. People are asking why. I also read an article, I think it was last week.
Yeah.
about people sharing vapes during COVID.
Yep.
Don't do that.
I think
that idea.
Yeah. I think the practice of sharing vapes, like your vape with other people, like at parties, is kind of something that precedes the COVID crisis. It's, you know, it's kind of an interesting piece of machinery. The adoption is obviously growing very rapidly, but it's still kind of rare. And so people see, ooh, what's that machine that you're blowing? But it's like, oh, you want to try it? It tastes like mango or donuts or whatever.
I don't know how many times I've been out in the smoking area. Yeah. People are having a ciggy. Yeah. I pull out a vape. Yeah. And what's that? And I'm like, oh, you've got to try it. It's chocolate milk flavored.
So this is something that you're also reforming yourself of. You're a reformed vape sharer.
Now. I'm a reformed, during the pandemic, I'm a reformed vape sharer. Okay. I will just proclaim the benefits of vaping as opposed to offering
people a nice a drag. Sample. Yes, I think that's perfectly logical. Obviously, we want, you know, it seems like kind of a fun thing. Just like, I, you know, kind of have a drag. It's no big deal. But obviously, it has its health ramifications during a pandemic. But general rule of thumb, if there's something you're putting in your mouth regularly, be it a drink or a vape, don't give random people access to it. Don't put it in other people's mouths.
I mean, once the pandemic's over.
Just don't do it. Just generally encourage them to go get their own vape.
Yeah, so that makes for some... We've got some really scary statistics there.
Yeah.
There's also big concern because vaping makes clouds. And clouds are scary in a pandemic. I think it's worth noting that is the distance your breath is going.
Yeah.
So I think vapes have been a really good indicator on the social distancing aspect. If your vape cloud is going for 2 meters,
yeah,
probably should stay 2 meters away from people because
that's true.
That's your breath. And well, that is where the virus, it is often airborne.
Yeah, that's correct. A lot of people, when they see like these huge clouds, like, oh my God. You're really taking out a lot of vapor from these devices because look at these huge clouds. Like, that's just that is generally how far your breath goes. The only reason we're seeing it right now is because there's some vapor in it. So yeah, I think that's one of the things that you definitely want to have in your back pocket in case anyone ever brings that point up. Is like, nope, it's not that my breath is going longer. What do you call it, further than it generally does. It's that's how far it always goes. So just kind of keep that in mind. That's a good data point to have also, in your back pocket when talking to anti-vapers.
Yeah, worth noting also on the COVID thing. When people are using like the statistics about vaping and vaping making you more likely to contract the COVID virus.
Yeah.
Know that if you're the one vaping, you're the one that's making the cloud. It's not that the cloud is spreading it to other people.
Correct.
It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So don't share vapes.
Yes.
Be safe.
Correct.
Yeah. And yeah.
You'll be
don't
all
worry
right,
too much about scary statistics.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, what is that saying? There's lies, damned lies, and statistics. You always want to dig into the numbers a little bit because we would have believed the vaping crisis of the U.S. if we had just gone on pure statistics.
Yeah, well, there was...
And you really need to dig deeper.
You have to dig deeper into statistics and figure out the why. I saw an article yesterday, I think it was, in Tasmania. And it was on employment. And then the average wage has increased in Tasmania.
Right.
Well, why is that? It's because a lot of lower wage workers have lost their jobs.
Exactly.
So I think one of those things is really to look at the statistics of vaping and be like, well, if vapers are the ones that are getting COVID, we need to look at why.
Correct.
And one of those practices is sharing vapes. We could also think more deeply into like what other possible practices could be causing this.
Yeah.
But vaping inherently doesn't cause COVID.
Correct. Just don't put it in other people's mouths. Your vape, that is. And... You should be good.
Should be good.
Yeah. So is there any other vaping news on the horizon, Emily? Because I know we're just kind of like in a state of stasis for like a couple of weeks there. We had so much news to report every single week.
Yes, it's true.
I just feel like...
I mean, we can continue on the COVID front, which is like lung disease and concerns about lung disease. If you have lung disease, you are more, you're more at risk.
Yes.
Lung disease is very often caused... Right. Almost always caused by smoking.
Yeah, that's correct. It's a core morbidity, actually.
Yes.
If you're a smoker, you have a far greater chance of taking, as a younger person, of being affected by the COVID-19 virus, which is one of those things, which is we always have said, vaping is only for smokers. Vaping is a way for smokers to get off of tobacco and of cigarettes. We've never encouraged a single soul who doesn't vape or smoke to start vaping.
Yeah.
So if you are smoking in a time like this, it would be a really good time for you to consider some alternatives.
Yeah.
Because you want to make sure that your lung capacity is stronger right now. It's not a good time to have weak lungs. I'm telling you that much.
Yeah. And if you speak to vapers, they'll tell you their stories and they'll tell you about how their lung capacity almost instantly transformed when they stopped smoking.
That's correct. Yeah. I mean, Dan, who set up this this podcast on the technical side, he recently stopped smoking. He's been 3 weeks, which is not a huge amount of time, without having a cigarette. And within the first couple of days, he was like, I can breathe. It's incredible. So, I mean, if this is a way for you to get off cigarettes for the long run, absolutely go for it. If you know people that are really kind of like, I'm not really sure about vaping, you know, you can say, well, now would be a really good time for you to strengthen those lungs, buddy.
Yeah, we're in a pandemic that affects your lungs.
Exactly. You kind of need them at the moment. But I think on that note, Emily, I think we'll wrap up this podcast.
Live long and vape.
Yes, indeed, we vape, we vote. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.